Now let's get started right away. We are so happy that Janáček has taken time to welcome us. For 10 years he has been a member of the Deutsche Bundestag. Now he is serving as the federal government coordinator for maritime industry and for tourism under the aegis of the German Economy and Climate Protection Ministry. Even when he was a member of parliament for Bavaria, he delved into these topics of a green economy, and today he is responsible for the further development of the national tourism strategy. We met last week in flesh and blood, and he briefed me about the future of traveling in Germany, how he wants to bring about a green transition of traveling, and I am happy to learn more from him about accessible tourism. Good to have you with us, Dieter Janáček. I'm eager to learn from you. Thank you very much, Ms. Wiesler and Mr. Schlieper. I have difficult conditions. We are in for taking a vote on the vote on a reform of the election law. I will have to jump off away. So if you have to hear the acoustic signal. So, well, I am very happy to be able to speak to you on this very important topic. I extend my thanks to the German National Tourist Board for this organization of the 11th Accessible Tourism Day, especially Mr. Dusel and Mr. Novak. I am happy to notice that the Federal Ministry supports this event. We make a crystal clear commitment to supporting accessible tourism. This bolsters our cohesion, and I'm happy to see that there is a huge wave of interest in the virtual sphere. I will certainly also take the odd trip to certain destinations. Still, it's good to bring together people in the virtual sphere. Accessible tourism is a very broad topic. It has so many dimensions, starting from the responsibilities of the builders and owners and operators. Communication with the people on site is important, and this is so important. It's also important that accessibility is not just a problem, but also an opportunity. And I think this is the new message that must sink in.
The diversity of services offered. What's important is that this issue be handleable both for the travelers and the people providing it. And I've been involved in this area of policy for quite a long time. We need to ensure that as many people as possible can benefit from this. That's important for me. Just 2 days ago, I was in Dresden and in Saxony, Switzerland, as we call that area, and I was able to assess how accessibility is pragmatically being put into practice across the chain of services. But I've realized that it's really important to have communication that ensures that there are more such services provided. And it seems to me that orientation on specific needs of the travelers is important, not just abstract requirements. And travel for all is something that we have provided as a system to offer some tips as to how to get there. There need to be standardized quality criteria across Germany, clear certification and labeling as well. And nationwide in Germany, there's not enough penetration in the travel market. We need to get better here. So although the Traveling for All is a program that's been going for a long time, we have decided that we need to revamp the system this year so that we can roll out the program in a new way to a higher level. So what's important is that we have a simpler certification labeling system and roll it out broader. We want to reach more people, offer more services, and then create greater benefit for people with disabilities. We have a working group looking at statewide marketing, at how to reposition us. I talked about Saxony, and accessible travel there seems to be important. there's some good experiences there. And then in the number of certified
travel
options that we have there are an indication of this. What's important for me is that all of the stakeholders take some responsibility for what the services that they're offering, and we're going to be doing that in the next weeks and months. My department and my staff are already reaching out to the providers of accessible tourism. There are a couple of challenges that we need to sort out in direct conversation. One thing that's important for me is that we have a broad-based offer of accessible tourism, not just individual good practice examples. We want to work together to be able to achieve these goals better and to ensure that we don't just offer this value within Germany. We want to also communicate internationally, which is why we're working together with the German National Tourist Board here to try to be more visible internationally. With the DZT, the German National Tourist Board will be accessing all of their contacts abroad as well to make Germany as an accessible tourism country better known. And finally, I would also like to thank everyone who has organized this conference, all of us who are speaking, Tourism for All, Easier Traveling, Accessible Tourist Goals in Germany, and the Tourism Department of the German Council for People with Disabilities, DBR. I'm afraid I have to go and vote now, but I think that's all you need to hear from me now before I go and vote in Parliament.